everybody, and welcome to this episode of Turkish TV Time. Today we're talking about As the Crow Flies, episode 3 of season 2. Most importantly, where Kenan wears the boat sweater again. So many times.
And he's living on the boat. Has he always lived on the boat? I thought he lived on like a skyscraper.
I thought he lived on a skyscraper too. I think he has both, but I don't
know. Yeah. He seems to divide his time, which seems like a lot of money for like his current situation, but whatever.
I am not drinking any tea. You guys? Afternoon tea?
Me neither.
No, not yet.
Okay, good job. Keep up the streak. I like it. So I'm going to take us through what happened in this episode, and you all are going to interrupt me when I don't recognize an actor or actress, because that seems to happen most often. Okay, so we see that social media is blaming Asla for what happened to the influencer girl, which is that it was reported that she tried to commit suicide. Then we see that Gül and Asla comes into the office in the morning. Gül calls her into her office for a meeting. And Gül is like so condescending. It's wild. I can't believe she's conducting herself like this in a place of business. But basically she tells her to take an enforced break, which will probably lead to her being fired. And Asla has a crazy, insane temper tantrum in her dressing room where she breaks everything. And then she also thinks about calling Lale, I guess, for advice, which is just an insane thing to do, given what she's done to her. She's the one who got her fired, so that's just wild. We see Lale's family is packing up for a camping trip, which leaves Lale on her own in the house, which is a bad idea, given her feelings towards Kenan. And then we see Gül gets a call from a mysterious somebody, and Asla is suddenly unfired and going on that air that night. So then we see Asla has decided to blame this whole thing on Emre, which I was like, who the hell is Emre? But I guess it's the person who originally did the interview with the influencer girl where she said the remarks about men and women. So this, having to keep track of this whole influencer girl plot was a little much for me this episode.
I agree. It wasn't very well. I think they could have done a little bit more expositionary stuff there to explain who's who.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I'll save this for the gossip section, but I wish it wasn't a stupid news story. I wish it was a real news story. Kenan thinks that Lale should talk about the situation on their show, get the real story. He's annoyed at her for her journalistic due diligence, which is ridiculous because that's why she's successful. And Yusuf is on the case, which Kenan is also annoyed about because he hates him. So we have Asla going on air. We have a narration time from Sultan Suleyman. And we see Asla shows her employee, who is doing like a TMZ style interview of poor Emre, who's just trying to have dinner. And it was really horrible and awkward.
Interview is like really an overstatement of what that was. Like yelling at him in the restaurant.
Yeah. Just yelling at him in that restaurant while he's live on the news. And everybody's just so happy that Asla had this brilliant idea and she's back. No blame on her. Lale is horrified. And also Asla's ratings are still way above hers. And Lale's also not eating, which is like a new plot point that I don't love. Mm-hmm. So that's happening. Then we see that Gülis has come back, and the mysterious person on the phone was maybe her uncle or her dad, unclear. But her dad owns half the network, apparently. And oh God, this is, more influencer plot stuff, yada yada. Yusuf found out that she didn't try to kill herself. She was upset about her boyfriend. And she went into anaphylactic shock. I don't understand what these two things have to do with each other.
I think they said she ate something. I can't remember what it was, but it was like she consumed something
Yeah,
that she didn't
she
know
ate
had an
something.
allergen in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like what? Someone was trying to frame it as like she was upset because her boyfriend wasn't proposing to her. But then I think that's what Asla said on the show. And then Lale finds out that that's not true.
Okay. Gotcha. And Lale is just basically using Yusuf to piss off Kenan. Asla goes on to her news show and she actually gets the girl on FaceTime and straightens the whole thing out because Asla is the better, or sorry, Lale, gosh. Lale is the better reporter, obviously. And then we see they're leaving that night, and some girl is throwing herself at Kenan. It is so awkward. I can't believe she did that while Lale was there. And Lale is jealous, which is just horrifying, also.
Was she jealous? I thought so. We talked in the gossip section, but I thought she was more like kind of
Annoyed.
grossed out by it. Yeah, but
Oh, okay. I thought she was
I
jealous.
think both. I think both. Like, I think it's foreshadowing for the next scene.
Yeah, so in the next scene, we see Kenan giving her a foot massage at home, and then they're making out. And then, oh, it was a dream, which really got me. I was 100% not
It was
expecting
a
it to be a
long
dream.
dream sequence for what it
Yeah.
was. Yeah.
And according to the narrator, Lale has forgotten that she is a lioness. So that's important to note. Lale is mad at Kenan and takes her mic out with him while she's on air. And Muge and Gu have a bar meetup, which basically is just to say that Gu thinks she's going to be fired, her ship is sinking, and Muge should jump ship and start supporting Asla. Kenan's sweater is back. That's a note. Mentioned it already, but it'll be mentioned again. Kenan confronts Lale and so they're like on the phone and they're like, okay, let's walk to work together tomorrow. I'll come to your boat. And then we'll figure out why you're pissed off at me. So then Gu goes to see Kenan on his boat and hits on him. And this is the real shock. He doesn't sleep with her, which is just really surprising. And then, of course, Lale comes to the boat in the morning and Gu is there. And so Lale is pissy and jealous. And it's not a good look. Then when Gu gets into the office, Gulise is there and she is sitting in her chair and hints that she's about to be fired and is just overall like incredibly mean, which I guess is part of her character, but I didn't realize she was like Asla level of psychopathic meanness. And so Gu has been fired and there's a flashback to the club in London with Asla and Gulise's conversation where they talk about how they're going to take over. And there is a dramatic exit by Gu to end the episode.
Also, the flashback was literally like us being like, you should come back and take over. Like, it
Yeah.
wasn't like a big plot was revealed. It
Yeah,
was
I
just,
was like, wait, what?
I don't know what, why we needed that flashback because it was obvious from them looking at each other and also previously seeing that Asla was making contact, but
Yeah,
anyway.
no, I agree. I thought that they were going to reveal like the
Some
whole plan,
elaborate thing,
but no.
yeah.
So now we're going to move on into the gossip slash banter slash unraveling Kenan's boat sweater section.
I'm already saying that sweater's number one on Fatma's hit list. I know it's early, but she needs to attack
Wow, very
it.
early claim for the sweater. I
Yeah.
like it.
So, what did you guys think of like us? I was thinking about this as I watched the show. Like, you know, those workplace comedies where the person has like a really intense like outburst in the office and like everyone just like, it's okay, it's whatever. And I feel like if that ever happened in real life, it would be like a co just in itself a cause to get fired.
Yeah, wouldn't you just like call the police if that much property damage was being done? Like,
Yeah.
let alone building security. Like, that was nuts.
It's so bad. Like, she gets so upset and she's like so over the top. It's just crazy. Like, honestly. And I've thought about it a lot, like thinking back on soaps and like just workplace comedies. And it's like, I mean, it's weird because like you grow up thinking it's normal. And then when you actually work, it seems so insane that anyone would behave in that way.
I mean,
I
and at
just.
least in corporate America, I feel like a lot of, well, hopefully you're not like being overtly bullied, but I feel like even any kind of criticism is like very mealy-mouthed and like very polite, and I just can't imagine anyone showing that much emotion about anything, at least in my workplace, which I guess is a good thing that I literally can't imagine such behavior. But yeah, for it to not only like literally her assistant's reaction was like, "Oh, close the door."
I do have to say that at my old job, I had multiple people crying in the open office and
Okay.
yelling, screaming, swearing at each
Really?
other. Yeah.
There's
So
that
there's
happens.
levels
Okay.
of professionalism.
Yes, okay. Glad you're not there anymore for many
Yep.
reasons, especially that.
Yep. The time I was in a meeting with like a 55-year-old German man, and he just started crying because of his project. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
And then he proceeded to trash the entire
Yeah.
floor.
Oh, God.
I'm wondering, you know, her assistant, speaking of her like a few seconds ago, do we think she has like a play at some point? Because she's like very, remember when she came in while being like, "Oh, you're so," like later on, like, "Oh, you're so great and you did a perfect like broadcast and I'm such a. I admire
Yeah.
you so much." It was just like a lot of ass kissing, especially after like Asa literally didn't let this girl wear earrings and you know, stuff like that early, like in an earlier episode. She's very controlling and mean to her. So I'm like, is this girl just dumb or is she gonna maybe eventually be a threat? I hope she is. That would be fun.
I think that she's just like, and much like Asla, like, oh, this is the way to get into the industry. Like,
Yeah.
let me just be
Except she's not in
mistreated
as much of a rush,
forever.
maybe, as us also was like, get in the industry and run it in 1 month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I also got those vibes from her.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where that goes because I like the idea of Asla having to punch down as well as up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Gujis, I think, is also not gonna just like go along with things. Like, she'll go along with things when it suits her, but she
Doesn't
really
seem like the
has
most trustworthy person.
no, and she's got like unlimited resources, so I don't know. Asta would have to get some serious compromat on her to.
It was really weird when she started ass kissing like so overtly. Like she was like,
It was a change, yeah.
it seems like she's evil, honestly. Like if you think that that's good behavior, then you're not a good person.
Right. And she like never really did anything like that before, so that's why I was like, oh, did she smell blood in the water, like from the almost getting fired thing? And she's like, oh, let me make some moves. But I would love another interesting character to come into the mix.
Yeah.
Interesting evil character.
Yeah. I also am curious to see what Muge does. I feel like this season she hasn't really had much to do, but she was a pretty significant part of last season, so I'd
She's
like to
super
see what.
untrustworthy too. She'll do
Yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so untrustworthy.
The Yusuf thing is interesting. Like I think I can't remember if you mentioned in the recap that she tried to call him and he had blocked her number, but I
No,
don't
I
know.
didn't mention that.
After she saw him in the briefly like extending the phone to Nadia in their broadcast, I guess she was gonna invite him over to probably kill him. I don't know. So I'm
Not to have
curious
sex,
where
Evgi.
deadly sex.
To use your excellent word, she probably has compromat on him.
Yes. So we'll see. That's definitely not the end of that.
Because, like, Well, first I was so, I guess it's more of a what the fuck, but his hair is just such a mess.
Such
Like
a mess. I hate
he
it.
doesn't have enough hair
Yeah,
for
but
it to be that
he's like
messy.
so
It's
stubborn
so
about it.
bad.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like he's also just always eating like some form of an Ølsløkburger, like a sloppy Joe type of like some street food that he should not have for every meal. I just feel like that's all he's eating. I worry for his health.
Yeah, I feel like the Yusuf Kenan thing is interesting, and like Yusuf isn't, we haven't seen him to be devious at all. Like he's the only non-devious person, but it would be interesting if he ends up supplanting Kenan by the end of the season.
Except being Gossip Girl, though.
Oh, you're right. I totally forgot. You're right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't trust him. I feel like he's gonna double cross Lale, or like I had a feeling that like when Asla zoomed in on his phone, like I thought she was gonna like see that something was fake, or like that the call was staged, or like that it was a deep fake or something. But that's too realistic for the show, I guess. But I don't know. I'm very confused about Yusuf. I'm very confused about Lale's sex dream, because like I don't know. I obviously like sex dreams have one obvious meaning, which is like you have a sexual attraction for the person, but like it could be anything, like it doesn't have to be literal. And then she's just like icing out Kenan, and like it's probably gonna be way worse if she does what she's doing, rather than just like deal with it. It's stressing me out.
Yeah, and the like parting shot from Gul about like, you only have one life to live or whatever was like encouraging her to go for it with Kenan, which is, oh God, I can't believe we're still having this.
I mean, good is yeah, such a she'll stir any pot like within reach, so that was the one.
But it's so weird, like why does Gül want to sleep with him? Is it something she always wanted to do, and just like now she has a chance to do it,
I
or
mean, they've
what's
worked together for a long time. It's possible, but also like it could just be like, oh, I feel like doing this now because I've had a bad day. I feel like she doesn't really have emotions. I think she's just evil. I think they're all evil.
Gul is just such a confusing character. Like, I guess we're gonna see more of her now that she's on the outs, and so she has to like
Yeah, I
actually
like that.
do work, because beforehand she's just kind of been sitting in the office and acting smug, and I don't really understand
I really
her.
thought, due to her smugness and like seeming permanence, that she also owned or like
Yeah.
was a majority shareholder, but it seems like she was just another salaried employee,
But I
albeit
think
like.
she was, because she said that now she has a co-owner or something like that. I think she owned part of it.
That's kind of crazy that she can just be. I mean, it must be that she has the minority shares if that's the case. Like,
That's what I thought happened, because I do
yeah.
think she owned part of it.
Also crazy that there's no, I guess this isn't that crazy that there isn't like a board of directors, but it seems like there isn't. It's just kind of, here you go.
Here you go. I'm gonna put my 21-year-old daughter in
Oh
charge.
my
You
God,
think she's
worse.
qualified?
I mean, why? I guess I know, like, okay, so it's confusing to me, like, what exact Turkey this is set in, like alternative reality or like actual 2024. Because in actual 2024, like, people aren't going to quit any job that's paying any amount of money at this point. So like I understand why they don't all just like quit in protest, but also all of the news is such non-news that I'm like, this is an alternative reality. So again, why don't people have more of a backbone and just quit over all the like clearly bad management and programming decisions being made?
Yeah, the
Because
fact
like,
that Muge is just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna stick it out and try and suck up to Asla, like that's crazy.
yeah, so it's like it feels like they're picking and choosing like aspects of the current like economic landscape to, because like again, like if I'm thinking of 2024 in real life, like no one's gonna actually quit no matter what, pretty much. But then why is the news like all non-news? It's really all like tabloidy stuff, which I guess is also kind of what the pro-government channels are like. It's like either anything related to the opposition that they can try to blow up into a scandal, or it's just like total non-news, like human interest type thing. So like, if it's that kind of a network, I can see that. But yeah, it just feels like they're trying to be in an alternate reality, but they can't really escape reality. So it's just, from a storytelling standpoint, it leads to a lot of question marks, but also it's just a very soapy show, so I'm not that worried about it. But since we have a whole podcast, I might as well muse.
My only complaint about it is that if I'm going to be forced to learn the intricate details of a news story, I would rather it be an interesting story and not an
Yes.
influencer who went to the hospital.
Yes.
So is Lale going to get back with Kenan? Because I feel like
It
we're
seems
heading that
like,
way.
despite her, like, I feel like she's really trying to resist, but yeah, it's like, I don't think it's gonna work out for her.
And then what is with Lale's new found eating disorder?
Don't love it, like you said.
Don't love it. I thought she was going to pass out on air when she was like
Yeah.
mad at Kenan.
I think she's just like kind of depressed in a certain way.
Yeah.
And that's making her not want to eat. And yeah, I guess that's like something that happens to certain people, that they stop eating when they're stressed or depressed. I don't know if they're gonna turn it into like a whole eating disorder, but I do think it's trying to build that she's like getting like not as stable, with like her daughters being super mean to her about like why is she
Yeah.
even working if she doesn't even go in the ratings, and like clearly, like, she's hating herself because she's having these sex dreams about Kenan and like thoughts about having sex with him. So I think it's just like a spiral that she's going to go down through, which I kind of hate because I really like Lala and I don't want to see her go down the spiral that I think they're going to make her go down.
Yeah, agreed. I like Lale being like a badass successful journalist, but
Yeah.
I guess you can't be like at peak the whole story, otherwise it gets boring.
I would love for Kenan to have a spiral about his sweater getting destroyed.
Oh, he would
Yeah.
spiral.
Yeah, that's the plot point that we're missing.
Oh God. All right, anything else from this episode?
Yeah, I just going back to the whole Gudis thing, like, I don't really have a prediction, but other than like, of course they're gonna be at odds at some point. Maybe very soon, but I just can't wait to see what a stupid petty thing sparks them to be enemies internally. I hope, I mean, it would be amazing if Gudis just completely like defeats her, overpowers her this season. I know they're gonna do a third season soon, so obviously like Asla's probably gonna have to be, I predict Asla's gonna have to be at a very low. By the end of season two. So I'm excited to witness that, and I hope she doesn't succeed in getting back up in season three.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I wonder why Gulis like hates Gul so much when like she has no
Yeah,
reason to hate her.
that's true. Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, because it was very
Yeah.
personal, it
Yeah,
felt.
and she's very mean, honestly, like that's just
So
like savage
mean.
behavior.
Yep.
No one would behave like that unless they're like on Succession or something. But like, I don't know. I just obviously like this is not what the show's meant for, but I just keep thinking about like if this were real life, like it just like not realistic.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the actress that plays Gulies. I feel like she understands her assignment, like being ridiculous, like soap opera-y,
Yes.
evil. I like it. I'm glad she's back.
Agree.
All right, so now we're going to move on into our next section, which is the history section. And we're all going to be talking about Nepo babies because Gulis is obviously a Nepo baby, although not a Hollywood Nepo baby.
Before we recorded, though, we were talking about how outside, I mean, Hollywood and the music industry have been getting the most press just because they're the most, I guess, culturally relevant, quote unquote, people, but in business and especially media, broadcast, publishing, etc., it's very rampant too. The Murdochs immediately come to mind, but I'm sure there's tons of examples. So there's nothing at all surprising about this happening in this industry, or in, I mean, in Turkey, it's also nepotism's very rampant. So, as it is in the US. So it's, yeah, it's not surprising, but also fun to like figure out who's a nepo baby and then talk smack.
And I think it's really funny because I don't know if you guys have been following, but Dakota Johnson has been doing a press tour for her new movie that's like definitely a flop.
Oh, Madam Web, yeah.
Yeah, and she's been saying like the most insane things.
Oh, I've
And
missed that. What's she been saying?
like that the movie's bad and like, well, all sorts of things. And I don't remember quite not like right now, but I'll send you a podcast that I listened to about it. But basically, I do think that like what that shows is that she has a certain amount of like protection being a nepo baby. Like she's only been in really, really bad movies. I've never heard of her being in any good movies.
I think
And
she is like when you think of nepo babies and who are like shouldn't be where they are, she's like one of my top ones. Like I do not understand why she is cast in things.
she's got such, I mean, and she's like second gen nepo baby, through
Yeah.
both her biological father and mother, her stepfather Antonio Banderas, and then grandmother Tippi Hedren. It's like so many
Yeah.
layers. Yeah.
But she's so horrible. She's so monotone and like I don't get it at all.
Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, like, I don't know. I have a whole debate because I do understand why, like nepotism exists, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think it's stupid to believe that if someone has privilege, they're not going to try and pass it on to their kids. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, it would be stupid not to. And I understand that like it's really flawed to think that meritocracy exists because it obviously doesn't. And there's some people that are like clearly talented and some that are definitely not. Like, I don't know, like Zoe Kravitz, like I'm not angry that she's a nepo baby.
Exactly. Because some of it
And
is like the
honestly,
family business. Like you pass, like, you know, you could own like a, you could be a cobbler and you want your son to be a cobbler. That's kind of
yeah.
like human nature, but yeah, it's just
I
very
mean, it's
public
how
facing.
society was built.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's funny that the spotlight is on like Hollywood because I think like there's other way worse areas of nepotism, like politics and
Yeah, that's like
like,
societally harmful versus like, oh, she's a bad actress that I have to watch. That's very fair.
And I do think for sure, like, I mean, there's so many stories of like really successful companies, and when they handed it down to the kid, they just like bankrupted the whole company, and it's pretty normal. And it's interesting because now there's like really strict rules for like when certain people can actually run the company. If they're from the family, like they need to have X years of training and like experience outside the company and all sorts of things.
Is it
But
in
yeah, I
Colombia,
think.
or is that like a you? I don't know all these laws, so I'm not.
No, it's not a law. It's just like in the internal like statutes of the company, they'll like set up like I don't
Okay.
know. I
That's
mean,
good,
this is
yeah.
not every single company, but a lot of
Yeah.
family companies have rules because
Yeah.
obviously, like, I mean, it's like the monarchy. Like everyone
Yeah.
wants to be the king,
Yeah.
obviously. And so they have like certain kinds of rules. So like, if you want to be in the running to be part of the company, then. Or like to run the company, then you need to have worked X amount of years in other companies. You have to have an MBA. You have to have like all of these credentials. And I think it makes sense because it just like goes to show what happens when you mix like your family with a business, which is basically the monarchy and family businesses and lots of things. But I definitely think it's way worse in politics.
Yeah.
And he, in Colombia, it's funny because there's like stuff like groups called like clans. I mean, it's not an actual clan, but it's just like a group of people that like have like a political connection of some sort. And basically, like you know that the elections of certain parts of the country will be determined by that specific group of
It's like
people.
a
And it's
political machine, yeah. Like
exactly.
very
And
rampant in the US at one point, maybe
yeah.
less so now.
So I think, I mean, it's funny because like And at the end of the day, like whatever happens in Hollywood doesn't really affect anyone. And if like bad movies come out, like whatever,
Yeah.
the big studios will go bankrupt, which whatever, like
Yeah.
obviously it's not going to affect the world. So I think it's funny. I think it's funny that people are angry that someone's like a nepo baby and they're a model. Well, like, and I know like people say modeling is hard, whatever, but like it's posing in front of the camera. If you
Yeah.
have the same face as your family member who did it well, like why wouldn't you
That seems
just
like, yeah, that actually seems like a good thing. Yeah,
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the Vulture article that like kicked it all off. I don't know if you guys have
I've
seen
seen
it.
that. Yeah, it's been a while, but I did read that when I
It
first
has
heard the
like
phrase Nepo baby, yeah.
like 1,000 like graphs of people that are nepo babies.
I like out of like the Hollywood ones, my favorite, like in terms of like not like LOL Dakota Johnson kind of favorite, but like actually I think is doing a good job of owning the Nepo Baby label is Jamie Lee Curtis, because she is legitimately talented, and she's like from the beginning thought it's hilarious and keeps go like when she won the Oscar and stuff, like interviews afterwards, she'd be like, oh, the Nepo Baby won an Oscar. So, I think she makes fun of herself for it, but she's also legitimately been doing a good job for a long time. But yeah, some of them are like very not self-aware, which is also funny for us. But that's all it is. It's funny, like you said, Sophie. It's not earth-shattering.
I mean, the funniest part is when they're like not self-aware. Like, I think you have to be self-aware because like it's definitely going to influence you. Like, if you're someone who's coming to Hollywood from like wherever, nobody knows you, like obviously you have less of a chance than someone who like who's like Godfather is Steven Spielberg, whatever, you know. But we should talk about our favorite and least, or should we do a top five Nepo babies?
I think favorite and least favorite is good.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll just share my least favorite, I guess, since I shared my favorite, for continuity's sake. I think I remember Ben Platt's reaction to the whole thing being really
Oh yeah,
annoying. Yeah,
he was
so
pissed.
he's one of my least favorite ones. His dad is like one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I okay, favorite, I'm going Carrie Fisher. Because
Good
she,
one.
I saw her like one person show and
Oh,
called Wishful
RIP.
Drinking, which I think is on, she made a movie of it, but she did a whole bit about figuring out who her son could date in Hollywood because everybody was so interrelated and like incestual, and it was really funny. And then least favorite, I'm going with Bryce Dallas Howard because she's so untalented. It's unbelievable. And Oh. I sat through all of those Jurassic Park movies on a plane ride once, and I hold it
Oh, how
against
did
her.
you do
It
that?
was
Oh,
horrible.
why?
I don't know. I
I
felt like I
you
needed to
should
see
hold it
them.
against yourself in part two. It's not all her fault.
This is hard. I think my least favorite Nepo baby is Jaden Smith by far.
Oh, what is he Interesting.
doing stuff?
He was doing stuff at one point.
No, just like spews nonsense everywhere.
Okay. Has that gotten better or does he still do that? Because like, he was struggling for a bit, I know, but
I don't know. He's like, for me, he's like the impersonation of like the phrase from Mean Girls, stop trying to make fetch happen. Like,
Oh, he's hanging out with Kanye these days, is what
oh God.
the Daily Beast says.
Wow. Well, there you go. Good pick, Sophia. And my favorite Nepo baby, this is hard. I don't know, maybe Steve Aoki, because his dad invented Benihana.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm not gonna say more than what I'm about to say, but there was some gossip at Duke about when he
Yes,
came for
there
a
was.
concert with students.
Oh, right. I
Not
remember
gonna
that story.
say more because it truly is just gossip as
Fine.
far as
Then
I'm
my
aware,
favorite
but
is Jack Black.
oh yeah.
Who's he
His
related to?
mom is like a rocket scientist, literally. So she's not from the industry, but a very
Smart.
talented lady in JPL, I want to say she works. She had a lot of involvement with
She did
the
like rocket science stuff and like space. That's cool.
So, like, I suppose, like, her brilliance afforded him privilege and access to, like, opportunities, but not necessarily in Hollywood. What a disappointment.
I was recently made to watch all three Kung Fu Panda films,
They're
including
good.
Jack Black. They're really good. I was shocked. They were like, even the second and third one were really good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. I like Kung Fu Panda. Wait, but I don't think Bryce Dallas Howard is that bad of an actress. I saw her. That Black Mirror episode is pretty good.
Okay, I never watched Black Mirror because freaks me out.
This
It's
one's
so
not
good.
scary. Even coming from number one weenie, it's really not that bad. It's like an influencer's life going completely bananas. But there's no like creatures or like anything like that. It's just
Okay.
unsettling, yeah. Unsettling in the sense of like, oh God, this could totally happen,
Yeah.
with how technology and social media are.
Yeah, it's basically like a world where your social media presence like determines your acumen.
And like everyone knows what you're. It's kind of like if, remember that website Clout, like if that was like truly ubiquitous and everyone knew each other's Clout and it mattered. Like it's not that big of a leap.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right, anything else on Nepo babies?
Oh,
All
good
right.
discussion.
Yep. Just, if your name is a Nepo baby, just take it and be funny about it. Don't be an asshole.
Exactly. As soon as you make it a thing, then the mob will come after you.
Yeah. All right, now we're moving on into our favorite and final section, which is What the Fuck, Sultan of Success, and Fatima's Hit List. So, what the fucks?
I have a big fight in this episode with the wardrobe in general.
Okay.
Starting with Asla's like green outfit and the boots, which I hated.
Oh,
Then
yeah,
I
second
really
that.
like Gul's outfit with the red jacket and the brown leather pants, but then although her but then Gul's is like leather skirt with the yellow blouse and then the boots, hated it. And yeah, what's up with Yusuf's hair for sure? That was weird. And Lale, like the whole thing that she's like apparently lost a ton of weight. It doesn't like they're showing in different ways, but it seems like really forced.
Yeah.
The daughters like being so shitty. I don't understand why they just turn on their mom all of a sudden.
Yeah,
When
that
like they've
was
been
really
having
weird. I agree.
an idyllic life for a few months. Also that camping trip was kind of what the fuck, but I don't know
Yeah.
if last season they
Also,
went
the
on the same
packing for
camping.
the camping trip. I was like, child, please.
And yeah, I don't know why they're bringing the sexual tension with Kenan again. Like I feel like they just want to destroy all of Lale's life.
I know.
And that
Yeah.
will be really sad if it happens.
Yeah, I also have some outfits. Asla, when she was on air and she was wearing like a mustard colored skirt suit, and like the skirt is so short. It's like a mini skirt. And it's like, it's a suit. Like, what are we doing here? And then the blazers are like super oversized. I don't get it. I don't get the choices. Oh, I have a Kenan one that's not actually the sweater. He when they're on the boat and they're like all drinking coffee in the morning, he literally looks like a kindergartner at an imaginary tea party. Like he doesn't even open his mouth. He just like touches it and puts it down. It's so stupid looking. I don't understand why there couldn't have been water in the cup or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very clearly fake.
Yeah.
I caught that too.
All right, Sultan of Success. Is it? I guess it's Gulis.
I think, yeah, because Asla had a pretty good episode, but I hate her even more. So, also the sweater for like being worn nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the weird thing is that she still has the like the option or the chance to like keep saving herself. It's crazy. Like how, like why can't she just get canceled all of a sudden?
She does have her troll army that probably
Yeah.
helps with perception.
Yeah, since her only performance metric seems to be Twitter, she's got a handle on it. All right, and then Fatma's hit list. Are there any contenders other than the sweater?
I mean, Gulliz again. I guess Mugi for being so slow. She like hasn't really noticed that anything's going on, and like she's the. I mean, she's gonna be really affected by everything.
She has not done anything this season besides just like say mean things about Asla.
And like that's been very like behind her back. It's yeah, she's being diplomatic in a dangerous way it, to her
Yeah.
face. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. I'm good with Muge because I need to see more from her and the sweater. All right. Congratulations to our Sultan of Success, Gulis, and the sweater. And watch out to Muge and the sweater because Fatma will be coming after you. That sweater is getting put in the drying machine and watch out. It's going to shrink. It's going to only fit babies from now on.
Oh
It's
my
going to be
gosh.
terrible. Next time, we'll be talking about episode 4 of season 2. And thank you all so much for listening. We will talk to you guys next time.